What you missed on the Robin Holly Show.
Coming up before 5 o'clock, we want to get you the brand new Eric Church album.
It's called Desperate Man, and you need to have it.
And also, I know in your house,
yes,
you got a lot of things that child-proof.
Oh, yes.
And cat-proof.
We have a couple cats and a dog. Yep.
So this Christmas, there's an item that they're selling that is apparently child-proof and cat-proof.
Oh.
That I can't believe people are buying.
All right.
Because it doesn't make any sense to me.
I probably need it, though, right?
We'll tell you what it is in less than 10 minutes. Well, I don't know a whole lot about child-proofing yet.
Okay. You're not there yet, but you will be.
I will be soon.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Coming up in April.
Okay.
And we're telling you about something they're selling that is for Christmas. It's apparently child-proof and cat-proof.
Oh, it's a twofer.
And I cannot believe that people are buying this thing.
Okay, what is it? Because I might need it.
It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, wait a second. How does that work?
So if you look at it,
uh-huh,
it looks to me like it's an artificial tree.
Okay.
That they just put the top piece on.
That looks stupid.
And they didn't finish the bottom half.
Because the cats, the babies, everything, yes, they grab all the bottom
but
stuff.
But this thing is apparently selling like hotcakes, and I'm like, why don't you just put up your artificial tree
and put
the top half on?
Right. This is the things that they sell in stores is so ridiculous. Like, I still can't believe that the Snuggie sold like hotcakes before. It's a blanket.
So, yeah.
It's a blanket.
What is I mean, something that you have seen in a store that you cannot believe that they sell?
Like, 313-298-1999. Like, what do you think?
CDs?
Right? Who uses those?
I don't. They don't even put them in cars anymore.
They still sell them, though.
313-298-1999. What do you think? So we told you about the child-proof and cat-proof Christmas tree.
Okay, and now we can't believe it's being sold in stores.
We can't believe it because it just looks like you could just put your regular artificial tree up but leave the bottom half off.
Right.
It's the same thing.
That's how child-proof it is. There's nothing on the bottom.
So what's something you saw in a store that you cannot believe that they sell? Adrian?
Yeah, edible underwear.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I never really understood those.
I can't think of anybody I looked at and thought, yeah, I want to eat your drawers.
Yeah, who wants to eat underwear? That's gross.
Yeah, no, not me.
So we're talking about the child-proof and cat-proof mm-hmm. Christmas tree.
Which is stupid.
We can't believe people are buying this thing because it's just a half of an artificial tree. You can do that yourself.
You can DIY it.
You can do that. So we are wondering, what have you seen in a store that you cannot believe that they actually sell? Hi, WYCD.
Hey, this is Rob Wyandotte. I believe it's the pet rock. I bought one for both of my kids 40 years ago.
That was like a big thing in like the 80s, right?
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, what did you find in the store that you can't believe they sell?
It is a Pimple Pete game, and the kids it's a fake face, and they have to pop the pimples on his face.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw this. This is so disgusting. Yes. There's another game that has a toilet with it.
Yeah, and apparently if you pop, like, the big pimple on his nose, it's supposed to squirt water at you.
Like, that had to pass a focus group, you know, to, like, say, like, yeah, this is a great idea. We should market this.
Yeah, this will be great. Kids love gross stuff. Gross videos on the internet work. This will work, too.
Ages 5 and up. 5 years old don't even know what a pimple is.
Well, they're going to learn today. 313-298-1999. It's your shot to win that brand new album from Eric Church.
Oh, Desperate Man. Desperate we should give it away right now?
We should.
Okay.
We should do it right now.
We should do it. Let's do it.
If you're caller number 19. And also, we were talking about things you saw in the store that you cannot believe that they actually sell. And apparently, this next one has to do with the baby that's on the way for me.
Oh, yeah. I have one of these.
And Frank is experiencing the potty training. So what was it that you think you can't believe that they sell?
You might need PPTPs.
PPTPs.
Oh, I know exactly what this is.
Is that so you don't get squirted?
Yeah, but then they're going to squirt men anyways. You still got to clean up.
Okay, so no for the PPTP.
No, we didn't even take ours out of the package, but it was really funny when we opened it up at the baby shower.
So it's kind of a joke gift.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke gift, but it's awesome. Everyone needs one.
All right, well, PPTP it is. Well, Holly, we are talking about the daytime television show host that is making a comeback to TV that I know you're going to be excited about.
I know. I got really defensive. Like, what do you mean? You think I watch all the daytime TV all the time?
Do you have a guess of which daytime TV star is coming back?
What's that Opie guy?
Opie?
I don't know. You know what? You know that song?
When I think of daytime TV, I don't think of the 50s.
What is this? Black and white.
You're going back so far.
Gilligan's Island?
It's Jerry Springer, daytime television.
Oh.
talk show host.
Okay. I don't know. I thought of sitcoms. Immediately, I'm like, sitcoms.
Daytime TV. This is Jerry Springer.
Okay. All right. Jerry Springer. God, he's still around, huh?
He is.
What is he doing with his life?
This time around, though, it's not going to be the regular, you know, fighting Jerry Springer show.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's going to be Judge Jerry Springer.
He's a judge?
He's apparently got a law degree.
Or is
and
he
now
just going to be judgy to everybody?
No, he's got a law degree.
Oh.
You know what my favorite episode of Jerry Springer was, though?
What?
It was this one here.
Okay, let's bring out Scott's father, Dr. Evil.
Do you remember this? Remember this episode?
Yeah. This is a movie.
This was by far the best Jerry Springer there ever was.
It's not even a real Jerry Springer show.
Oh, this is real.
Daddy's back. Mm-hmm. How could you do this to me? On national television.
We're throwing me a freaking bone here, Scott.
Oh, man.
Why don't you run out on me?
Because you're not quite evil enough.
Drama. You're not quite evil enough.
You're semi-evil.
Well, I'm excited about that.
You're quasi-evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil.
Weird.
Robin Holly, afternoons on 99.5 WYCD.